Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 22nd of September 2024. Original date, 18th of January 2002. Title, Become Powerful with the Power of Love. Give all souls a drop of love. Today the powerful Father has come to meet his children, who are embodiments of remembrance and embodiments of power. Today there are waves of love in all the children everywhere. All are especially merged in the memories of Father Brahma's love. For every child, this love is a blessing in this life. God's love has given all of you a new life. It is the power of love that has made every child belong to the Father. This power of love makes everything easy. When you become merged in love, you experience any situation to be a very easy one. Bap Dada also tells you to remain constantly merged in the ocean of love. Love is the canopy of protection under which no shadow of Maya can exist. You easily become conquerors of Maya. Those who remain constantly loving don't have to labor over anything. Love easily makes you equal to the Father. It is easy to surrender anything out of love. So today, from Amrit Vela, every child put a garland of love around the Father's neck, and the Father too garlanded the loving children with a garland of love. Just as on this special day of remembrance, that is, on this day of love, you remained merged in love, similarly, constantly remain merged in love all the time. Then you won't have to make laborious effort. One is to merge in the ocean of love, and the other is to take a dip in the ocean of love for a short time. Some children don't remain merged, but quickly come out. This is why something easy becomes difficult. Do you know how to merge yourself? Do you know how to merge? There is pleasure in merging oneself. Father Brahma constantly merged the Father's love in his heart, and the memorial of this is shown in Calcutta. The Ganges merges into the ocean. Now Bap Dada wants every child to give the proof of their love for the Father by becoming equal. Constantly remain powerful in your thoughts. Now celebrate the completion ceremony of waste, because anything wasteful doesn't allow you to become powerful. And for as long as you instruments haven't become constantly powerful, how would you enable souls of the world to receive power? All souls are totally devoid of powers. They have become beggars of the powers. O powerful souls, liberate those beggar souls from begging. Souls are calling out to you, powerful souls. O children of the bestower of liberation, Master bestowers of liberation, liberate us. Can you not hear this sound? Can you not hear it? Are you still busy liberating yourselves? By becoming a master bestower of liberation for the souls of the world with your unlimited form, you will easily be liberated from your trivial matters. Now it is the time to listen to the call of souls. Can you hear their calls or not? give distressed souls a drop of peace and happiness. This is following Father Brahma. Today you especially remembered Father Brahma a lot more, did you not? Father Brahma remembered all the children in their form of remembrance and power. Many children, whilst having a conversation with Father Brahma, made sweet complaints to him, asking him why he departed so soon. The other complaint was why Baba didn't take leave from all of you children before departing. Father Brahma replied, "I too asked Father Shiva why he called me suddenly." The father replied, "If I had told you to come after taking leave from the children, would you have been able to leave the children? Or would the children have been able to let you go? The memorial of you as Arjuna is that at the end you were a conqueror of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance." So Father Brahma smiled and said, "It was a wonder that the children didn't understand that I was going. Even Brahma didn't understand that he was going. Whilst being face to face, both sides remained silent because according to the time, the part of the sun showing the father was fixed in the drama. This is called Wa Drama, Wa. The change in service was fixed. Father Brahma was to become the backbone for the children. He had to play the part of fast service through the avyakt form. Today the double foreigners have especially made very sweet complaints. Have you double foreigners complained? The double foreigners told Father Brahma, "If you had waited another 2 to 3 years, we too would have seen you." So Brahma Baba smiled and jokingly said, "So speak to the drama and ask the drama why it did that." However, this example of those coming last and going fast had to be created in Bharat and also abroad. Therefore, now show the practical proof of coming last and going fast. Just as today you celebrated this day of power, in the same way, let every day be a day of power. Let there be no type of upheaval. On this day, Father Brahma gave the teachings in 3 words, incorporeal, viceless, and egoless. Become an embodiment of the teachings of these 3 words. Be incorporeal in your thoughts, egoless in your words, and viceless in your actions. In a second, go into your corporeal form, and in a second, remain stable in the incorporeal stage. Repeatedly practice this throughout the day. Let it not be that you only remain stable in the incorporeal stage when you sit down to have remembrance, but make time every now and then to practice being detached from the consciousness of your body and remain stable in the form of the incorporeal soul. Whatever task you are performing, whilst doing that, practice, "I, this incorporeal soul, am making these physical senses work." The incorporeal stage is the stage of being Karavanha, one who makes the senses work. The physical senses are Karanha, the one who does, and the soul is Karavanha, one who makes others do. With the stage of the incorporeal soul, you automatically remember the incorporeal Father. Just as the Father is the one who works through others, in the same way, I, the soul, also work through the senses. Therefore, you won't be tied in any bondage of karma. You will remain detached, because it is when you become trapped in some bondage of karma that there are problems. Throughout the day, check, do I, this soul, perform actions as Karavanha? Acha, now make the machinery to make liberation work fast. Acha, all those who have come here for the first time in this cycle, raise your hands. Bapdada is giving special love and remembrance to all the new children who have come, because you have recognized the Father in time and have claimed a right to your inheritance. Constantly remember your fortune of having recognized the Father. Acha, double foreigners, raise your hands. Very good. Bapdada says that the double foreigners are the creation of Brahma's thoughts. One is the direct progeny through the mouth, and the other is the progeny through thoughts. So the power of thought is very great. Therefore, just as your creation, the power of thought, is vast, in the same way, the double foreigners are those who make fast efforts and experience a reward fast. This is why the double foreigners are the doubly long-lost and now found beloved children in the whole family. The brothers and sisters of Bharat become happy when they see you. Wah, double foreigners, wah! Do you double foreigners have this happiness? Do you have a lot of happiness? How much happiness do you have? Is it a lot? In fact, nothing exists with which you could compare it. Double foreigners are listening and watching this abroad. It is good. These facilities of science will help you a great deal in doing unlimited service, and they will enable you to serve easily. The fast progress of science also has a connection with your task of establishment. Acha. Are all of you Pandavs powerful? You are not weak. Are all of you powerful? Are you Shaktis equal to the Father? You are the Shakti army. The power of you Shaktis makes you into the conquerors of Maya. Acha. Today, those who put up the special decorations have also come. Those from Calcutta who brought a truck full of fresh flowers to decorate the Tower of Peace and all the other various places. They decorated it beautifully. This is also a sign of love. It is good that you gave the proof of your love. Acha, teachers, raise your hands. Many teachers come in every group. The teachers receive a very good chance. You receive the instant visible fruit of your service. It is good. Now give everyone a vision of the future through your features. Did you hear what you have to do? Acha. Those from Madhaban, raise your hands. Very good. Those from Madhaban also receive many chances. This is why Bapdada says that those from Madhaban are spiritual chancellors. Are you chancellors? You will have to do service. Nevertheless, you residents of Madhaban are able to make everyone happy, are you not? This is why Babdada never forgets those from Madhaban. He especially remembers those from Madhaban. Why does he remember those from Madhaban? Because the majority of you residents of Madhaban passed in the subject of loving the Father. The majority. You have unbroken love for the Father. Those from Madhaban are no less. You are very good. Servers from the indoor zone. Those from the indoor zone, raise your hands. There are many of you. It is good. To do service means to eat the fruit of coming close. To take the chance of doing service means to accumulate in your account of charitable actions and to accumulate blessings. So, all of you servers have accumulated in your accounts of charitable actions. These blessings and charitable acts work like an extra lift. Acha, those from this land and abroad who are close, even though they are sitting far away, in return for this day of love, Babdada is giving all of you children multi-million-fold love and remembrance. Babdada sees what time it is in every place. Whatever time it is in one place, and whatever time it is in another place, you ignited souls stay up all night, remain tireless, and are very happy listening to Baba. Babdada is seeing the happiness of the children. Tell me, all of you are dancing in happiness, are you not? All of you are nodding, yes, Baba. Daughter Janak is also smiling very sweetly. In fact, the father remembers everyone, but how many children's names can he mention? There are many children, and this is why Babdada says, every child accepts personal love and remembrance by name and will continue to do so. Acha. Now become stable in the incorporeal stage in a second. Acha. Baba conducted drill. The training for living values is going on. It is a good method for servicing. Whilst conducting the Living Values programs, continue to increase the practice of your lovely living. Acha, today Babdada said something to daughter Gulzar. He gave special congratulations because this chariot has also completed 33 years of service, just like the service done through the body of Brahma. This is also part of the drama. The father's help and the children's courage, both are playing their parts together. Acha. To all the children who are constantly merged in the ocean of love, to those who remain constantly absorbed in love, to those who remain constantly stable in the stage of being souls who make their senses work, to those who put the Shiva mantra of three words into their lives, to those who become master bestowers of liberation equal to the Father and enable souls of the world to receive liberation, to all such elevated souls, Babdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Babdada speaking to Daddy Ji. Today the Father especially revealed the children in front of the world. The Father became Karavanha, one who works through others, and made the children Karanha, one who does the work. It is good. This wave of love makes everyone become merged. Acha. You have now learnt the way to make your body work, have you not? Whilst making it work, you will become avyakt, equal to the Father. The easy effort is blessings. Throughout the day, let no one become upset. To receive blessings is the first class effort. It is easy and it is also first. Is this all right? No matter what the body is like, the soul is powerful, is it not? All of you children did tapasya for 14 years, and it is the power of that tapasya that is enabling service to take place. You now have many companions. You have very good service companions. They are very happy just seeing you. This in itself is a lot. Is this okay? Speaking to the senior brothers. According to the drama, the plans for service that are being made are good. In order to receive constant love and blessings from the gathering, each one is making the lesson of being a child and master firm and making one another move forward, and by giving regard to each other's ideas, is moving forward. Therefore, there is nothing but success and only success. There has to be success. However, now bring the souls who are instruments into a loving relationship. Let everyone's effort become intense. Let there be love, selfless love. Where there is selfless love, they will give regard and also receive regard. At the present time, to make everyone become threaded in a rosary of love is the work of special souls, for it is this love that enables sanskars to be transformed. They all have this knowledge, but love enables someone to come close, no matter what type of sanskars he has. Just a few words of love can become a support of life for him. Selfless love will create a garland very quickly. What did Father Brahma do? He made you belong to him with love. So today there is a need for this. It is like this, is it not? Meetings are taking place for Sonipat, Delhi, and discussions are taking place on how to use the facilities to give an experience. You are making those plans. Do that according to the thoughts and ideas that are accepted by the majority. Only when you become an embodiment of experience can you give an experience. Acha. Blessing. May you remain seated on your Trikaldashi seat and achieve success with your power of determination. The power of determination is an elevated power which easily transforms any power of carelessness. Bapdada's blessing is, there is success where there is determination. You simply have to become an embodiment of success in the right way, according to the time. Before you perform any act, think of its beginning, middle, and end, and then perform that act, or enable it to be performed. That is, remain seated on your Trikaldashi seat so that carelessness then finishes. Let the seed of thought be powerful and filled with determination, and there will then easily be success in your words and actions. Slogan: those who remain constantly content and make others content are jewels of contentment. Om Shanti.